A meditation on the life of St. Mark Chi Chincheng, who was always cognizant of attending to the whole person. Let us pause and recognize God's presence with us. Settle your body with a few breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Taking as many as you need. Feel yourself invited by the Spirit into this time of prayer and contemplation. As you visually take in the image of St. Mark Chi Chincheng, what catches your eye? Let your eyes linger on the details that capture you. Notice what thoughts or feelings emerge as you allow the image before you to continue to unfold. Contemplate how St. Mark Chi Chincheng embodies the value of attending to the whole person. A dedicated physician, acupuncturist, and respected leader, he offered care to patients regardless of their ability to pay. However, he became addicted to opium after it was used as a treatment for a stomach ailment. His community saw the addiction as a moral failure. Nevertheless, Chincheng remained steadfast in his faith. When he was martyred in the Boxer Rebellion of 1900, he remained confident in God's accompaniment and saving grace. Chincheng's example of accompaniment to his patients, to his family and friends with whom he was martyred, and to himself as he imperfectly worked toward his own healing, serve as a reminder not only that we are complex spiritual and emotional beings, more than a collection of symptoms to be treated, but that we are called to work together with God to achieve wholeness. Like St. Mark, how can you invite God into your struggles so you may care for your whole self without judgment, even the places you might avoid or try to hide? Let us pray. O holy mystery of love, St. Mark Chi Chincheng's radical accompaniment and understanding of the complexities of the human condition remind us that we are more than a collection of symptoms. We are called to work with you in our own imperfect way, to achieve wholeness. Recommit us today to serve you earnestly, with our hands, our eyes, our thoughts, and our hearts. All you holy men and women, pray for us. Amen.